Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000. Over 1 million Lagosians say no. That if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
5 minutes past 3 o'clock, Lagos. Hello, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, 238 new COVID confirmations yesterday. Lagos cases were 181. Numbers have been going higher every day. Outside is still not safe. Please limit your movement. When you have to go out, wear a mask. Whenever you are out and about, when you are around people, wear a mask. Protect your loved ones. A friend of mine was telling me how he caught COVID here in Lagos 2 weeks ago. He's only just recovering. Thankfully, his symptoms were quite mild, and that's in large part because he had already been fully vaccinated. Because you have to remember, the vaccines will prevent infections or illness in over 90% of cases. But you still have that small minority of vaccinated people who will still get infected and possibly fall ill. He was also telling me how his doctor here in Lagos told him that the symptoms in Lagos are much worse among people who have not been vaccinated. His doctor was telling him that he's starting to see people die again, and it's the people who are not vaccinated that are dying. And he confirmed what the government has said, which is that the COVID centers are filling up again. We all remember how bad it got, so we all have to do our part to make sure that this third wave peters out. I beg, take your precautions. If you've taken your first dose, go and take your second dose. Because the people who have taken only one dose are also suffering quite a bit. So find the health center, go to the health center where you took the dose one and take dose two. Ignore the people who are saying, oh, you talk about COVID too much. Oh, it's a scam. Ignore those people. Don't know what they're talking about. Second hard fact of the day, 4,000. That's how many Nigerian children have lost one or both parents to COVID between March of last year and this month. We're getting that data from the World Bank. That's the highest figure for West Africa. 4,000 children have lost one or both parents to COVID. They've become orphans as a result of COVID between March of last year and this month. 4,000. Those are 4,000 children whose lives will never be the same. Their trajectory through life just changed. So spare thought to those children and spare thought for your own children as well. We all love our children, right? We all want the best for them. Your children are better off with you alive. These precautions that I advise you to take every day, they're not just for you. So next time that you're tempted to say, what's all this rubbish, free me, I beg, you're sounding boring. Think about those 4,000 children that the World Bank is reporting are now orphaned. And then think about yours. And then think about their future. Third hard fact of the day, voter registration is still ongoing. Go to cvr.inecnigeria.org to get registered today. cvr.inecnigeria.org to get registered today. If you are a new voter, if you just turned 18, if you've never registered to vote before, cvr.inecnigeria.org. If voting wasn't important, if voting doesn't count, if voting doesn't matter, you will not have the senator representing Lagos West and Lagos East and all the senators in Lagos voting no to unsupervised electronic transmission.
I vote capital no to any amendment proposed by Senator Afam Basi on the electronic transmission of voting. Thank you.
That's Senator Adeola representing Lagos West for the APC. Fourth hard fact of the day. Happy 50th birthday to Engineer Rotimi Shino Joseph. The birthday greeting is coming from Rotimi Lawal. Rotimi is a big fan of hard facts and Nigeria info. And he's asked us to wish his boss a happy birthday. And I'm glad to do it. I mean, 50, no be beans. So happy 50th birthday, sir, from Rotimi. I'm sure that all your staff at Insulation Dynamics Engineering Acoustical Limited are also wishing you a beautiful day. 1 million Lagosians listen to this show. They cannot be wrong. So tune in every day with them. We'll talk about the biggest stories of the day. Starting with today's big three, the new report from ICIR alleging that Agbero's collect over 120 billion naira in revenue on the roads every year. There's a new report from the ICIR alleging that Agbero's collect over 120 billion naira in revenue on the roads every year. We'll talk about Benin Republic reportedly refusing to extradite Igboho unless due process is followed. And then we'll talk about a Nollywood actress accusing the EFCC of illegally storming her hotel room while she slept. After that, we'll bring you League of Extraordinary Nigerians and then Eyewitness. On today's Big Hard Fact, let's talk about this weekend's local government elections. We'll have representatives from at least three political parties and they'll be making their cases for your votes. You just heard on the news at 3 o'clock where the executive chairman for Jokoro Local Council Development Area was talking about escaping death in his home. He was attacked by some gunmen. So we'll talk about the upcoming elections. We'll also talk about electronic transmission. All of that happening at 5 o'clock. We have the chairman of the PDP on the show with us. We have the National Publicity Secretary of Youth Party here with us. And we'll also have a representative from the APC join us all at 5 o'clock. I recommend you don't miss that conversation. But hey, Lagos, let's get into the big three, huh? I've done enough setting up today's show for you.
Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Where do all the road taxes collected in Lagos go? Where do all the road taxes collected in Lagos go? Will Igboho be extradited? And is the EFCC harassing hotel guests? Those are your big three. Lagos, let's talk. Our first story is a report on road tax collection in Lagos. It was put together by the International Center for Investigative Reporting. And when I say road tax, I'm talking about these daily tickets that Okada riders, keke drivers, bus and taxi drivers have to pay, usually to the NURTW or RTEAN and all the other park operators. So ICIR did the math, the International Center for Investigative Reporting. They did the math, and according to data that they got from LAMATA, there are 75,000 DAMFOs in Lagos. ICIR estimates that each DAMFO pays 3,000 naira per day to Agbero's. That's about 225 million naira a day, or about 82 billion naira a year. They did that same math with keke. 50,000 keke, paying at least 1,800 naira per day. It comes to about 32 billion naira a year. 37,000 Okada riders paying an average of 600 naira a day amounts to about 8 billion naira. You add all of that together and you are in the ballpark of 123 billion naira being collected on Lagos roads every year. So the question is this money actually being collected? And if it is, where does it end up? Them they talk say money not the Lagos. Money not the Lagos. Them talk say money not the Lagos. That's all I know from that song. But yeah, where does the money go? Where does it end up? On paper, the unions are collecting this money on behalf of the state government, so they're expected to make returns. But according to the ICIR, the state government doesn't publish any official record of receiving road tax money. Now, before I came on air, I went to the LIRS website. That's the Lagos Inland Revenue Service. And the website lists road tax as one of the legal taxes in the state. But when you check the official financial statements of the Lagos state government, road tax is not an item. So that means that for the last fiscal year, the state government has not reported any revenue from road tax. Here are the revenue sources that the government claimed it received in its financial statement: pay as you earn, direct assessment, capital gains tax, entertainment tax, withholding tax, stamp duties, development levy, business premises, and tax on contract. Tax on contract, fines and fees, licenses, earnings and sales, rent on government properties, interest, repayment and dividend, grants and contribution, land use charge, and miscellaneous. As you can hear, road tax, no day inside. Transportation tax, no day inside. Now, maybe you're thinking it's covered under miscellaneous, but I looked at the statements by myself, and the total value for miscellaneous was about 7 million naira for the entire year. So clearly, it doesn't account for the money from the parks. So where that money did go? Are the unions not collecting that money on behalf of government in return for a commission? Are they collecting that money purely for themselves? Is the money not getting to the union itself? Are individual collectors at the road level pocketing large amounts of that money? And if they're doing that, is it safe to say that this manual collection system simply is not good enough to be entrusted with billions of naira annually? Let me give you some context to that 123 billion naira figure. That figure is higher than the IGR of every state except Lagos. So basically, the amount of money being collected at parks, bus stops, estate gates, all the other choke points is possibly similar to the IGR of a state. Are you comfortable with that amount of money being exchanged as an official levy without clarity on where that money is going and what that money is being used for? Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Everybody will get 1 minute, 30 seconds, because all my phone lines have been ringing nonstop. Everybody gets 1 minute, 30 seconds to make their point so that we can take as many calls as possible. Like I was saying to a caller yesterday, Nigeria Info has over 2 million listeners. They're all trying to call into the different shows. And so we're going to try, as a matter of principle, to keep the calls shorter and shorter. Daniel in Bariga is a first-time caller. Hello, Daniel. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, good evening, Sandra. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon.
Sandra, well, this topic we bring out today, well, it's one kind of specific topic, because are they into the taxi business or what?
Okay.
This morning we talk, Sandra, because I don't go to school like now. Nah, I don't just say rich amount at all.
You don't just say rich am?
Yes.
It's small pass, I be a big pass.
The money pass no be small.
Eh.
And they walk within the Bariga to Oyigbo.
Okay.
Only money. Mm. Money alone. I drive Korobo, at least 7 passenger. Only money alone. Go collect 950.
Okay. Yes. Make a the calculator.
Sabo, go collect with police 300.
Okay. No, they don't calculate the one where police they collect. Oh, now the one where only Agbero they collect.
Sabo will collect 100, 200.
Okay.
That is 1,001.
1,150.
Bariga go collect 800, 200, 200, 1,002.
Okay.
That is around 2,000 something.
Wait. Make a do them again because they follow you, they calculate. So I don't calculate 950 plus 200 plus 800 plus 1,200.
Plus 200. Yes, I barely can 800 for one group.
Uh-huh.
200 for another group. That's 1,002 for Bariga.
Oh,
Sabo,
1,000.
1,214 for Sabo, with Sabo 1,400.
Uh-huh.
Then we go. 900, that is 2,150, if I'm not mistaken.
No, plus that 900 now, everything don't reach 5,450.
No, don't misunderstand me. I said we go now 950.
Oh, uh-huh.
Sabo 200.
Uh-huh.
That is 1,150.
Uh-huh.
Bariga, now 1,002.
Okay.
200, like 1,002.
Two, okay.
You go around 2,150.
Uh-huh.
This one only for morning. You go pay for afternoon. Although afternoon own this small. Then you pay for evening.
Ha! So they say that 3,000 what they do for their research, now small.
It's not rich at all. And this one, they talk of 7 passenger. I don't talk of the main down for Fanagon. Or LT. That's before. Those ones, money pass our own.
Where the money they go? They don't tell us that before where the money they go.
Auntie Sandra, see what it is. Where the money they go? If you say our government for Nigeria, you know, corner we plenty inside.
Okay.
Let us say government. No, but I'm not going to forget one day where I'm going to stop me follow the work of the money. I don't think about that. They have to drag them. If you see the cat's powerful motor, where they my back. That motor blow on. At the time, make a park where. They're going to tell me to make a stop. They say nothing will happen. Say if you don't blow off, you go find your way come out. And truth, what did the man later do? The man later only pass our side. They put the glass down. Begin to speak Oyibo. Then the man say, oh, God, don't ask if I do a talk. Why go Rumbe? Because, now, if only the man go say, if you say, may now God go help for this our country.
Daniel, thank you very much for calling. Rose, now first time caller. Hello, Rose.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. Hi, Rose.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, go ahead.
I am so excited about this topic. I am really excited. I'm a passenger. I don't operate any of those things, but I was just curious. Somebody carried me, and I saw him. He gave 1,000 naira to Agbero. And he was giving a receipt of 100 naira. And I was curiosity out of me, and I asked, oh boy, I just said now 1,000 you give up. The guy said yes, so that's what they've been passing through. That is for just one point. I'm talking about between Igbogbo and Bayeko. That is one point. You're going to pay one. You're going to pay 1,000, and then you'll be given a receipt of 100 naira. And then you will now collect. You will now pay another one at the park, 300 naira. So everything that he pays daily, that is a maruwao. That's keke.
Keke maruwao.
Yes. So at the end of the day, it's going to pay between 170 and 190 every day. And so I was waiting for this topic that I really want to talk about. It. What is going on?
Did you ask him if he knows where the money is going?
Yes, the last month are there. He said the last month they collect 200 naira at Bobo Garage there. If you don't pay, they will pack you for the whole day.
Hey.
So, Sandra, I'm so excited that you're bringing in this topic, and I hope the government are listening. People are suffering. I ask, why are you not speaking? I say, if you speak, then go tell you, say you cannot walk. That they will not allow you to walk. That you start. People are really suffering. But because that is the only thing that they use to survive. They can't talk.
Rose, thank you for sharing this with me. Nonye, my namesake.
Hey, correct, baby.
Welcome. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Ah, the money where you call small na mama. The money they collect opo. That looks like opo. Opo. See, Sandra. This is not be laughing matter. You think this matter now? If they get one suggestion, they say money no leg they Lagos.
Money detoxing money no delegos.
Money delegos. Well, yes, I mean, see, Sandra, the money the way you mentioned, said that the one way be say the people calculate, the one way be say the agbodo they pocket, they use and they smoke, they never cancel that one. I don't know why they see my conversation. Because the job life in Zama, they tell me to make a go work for you. I can't go work for you. Definitely, I will take my own Zama, I will take my own change. I will go, I don't go, I will go work stand from that store, I don't go collect anything, I don't write the film.
Okay.
Why would that go to the Zama with the take? We will calculate that one, $3 trillion. I'm not like, you better have my plan. See, this is the need to work consistent. This. That is the aim, that is the thing. We made them to come up for that post. And nobody's talking about it.
Nonye, thank you so much for calling. Lagos, are you comfortable? Are you comfortable that this amount of money being collected at parks and bus stops and estate gates and all the other choke points being exchanged as an official levy without clarity about where it's going and what is being used for? Are you comfortable with that? Are you comfortable with not knowing where this money is going? These unions, are they collecting that money on behalf of government in return for a commission? Are they collecting that money purely for themselves? Is that money not getting used, to the unions themselves? These individual collectors on the roads, are they pocketing large amounts of it like Chinaye is saying? Is it safe to say that this manual collection system simply isn't good enough to be entrusted with billions of naira annually? Because like I said, I went to the Lagos Inland Revenue Service website. And on the website, even though they list road tax as one of the legal taxes in the state, when you check the official financial statements of Lagos State Government, road tax is not an item. So for the last fiscal year, the state government has not reported any revenue from road tax. And yet we have the International Center for Investigative Reporting saying that 123 billion naira is being collected on the roads annually from keke, okada, bus and taxi drivers. Where is that money going? We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll keep having this conversation. We'll also go to Benin Republic, where Sunday Igboho is fighting extradition alongside his lawyers. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
It's 28 minutes past 3. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. And today on The Big 3, we've brought you our first story, a report on road tax collection in Lagos put together by the International Center for Investigative Reporting. We'll continue with that story. But right now, let's go to Benin Republic. They won't return Sunday Igboho to Nigeria until after a repatriation hearing. That's our second story. That's what we're hearing from one of Igboho's lawyers anyway. Pelumi Olajengbesi said, quote, "The disposition of Benin Republic is that this is a country that respects the rule of law. We're making efforts that he is not repatriated wrongly to Nigeria. We're ensuring that everything is done in accordance with the law, and we are very hopeful that we would succeed because we expect that there should be a repatriation hearing before they can extradite him, if at all they will do that," end quote. So here's the deal with that story. At a repatriation hearing, the Nigerian government would have to appear in a Benin Republic court and give reasons why Igboho should be extradited. They would have to clarify the specific crimes that he's accused of. They would have to show that those crimes are covered by the extradition treaty between the two countries. And they would have to show that there is enough evidence to try him for the crimes. At the same time, Igboho's lawyers would now have the chance to counter the Nigerian government in court and make their case for why Benin should not hand Igboho over. So, for example, we've heard his lawyers say that Igboho is a political refugee and that the treaty exempts political refugees. They would now have to prove that. They would have to prove that the Nigerian government is after him for political reasons or for advocating self-determination, which, of course, is protected by the African Human Rights Charter. Now, we're hearing that supporters of Sunday Igboho are currently in their large numbers in court, waiting for Sunday Igboho to be arraigned. The crowd seems to not want Igboho to be returned to Nigeria, saying he has not committed any offense. So it's looking more like this Igboho matter will not end quickly, and perhaps not as quickly as the Nigerian government may have wanted. His lawyers claim that the government wanted to start extradition yesterday, but the Benin Republic, the Benin authorities, insisted that due process must be followed. So that's the latest on Igboho. I want to know what you think. What's your reaction to the news that there may be a repatriation hearing in Benin? Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And yes, you can still talk about our first story where we told you that ICIR, the International Center for Investigative Reporting, put together a report on road tax collection in Lagos, and they calculated that these road taxes amount to about 123 billion naira annually. And my question is this money actually being collected? And if it is being collected, where does it end up? Philip Inikoyi, you have 1 minute 30 seconds. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon, Philip.
Yeah, I want to talk about the first story.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, that money is small now. That one has small money now. I have friends that are into this Agbero, whatever. Like, you know, just as a caller said, there's a target they're supposed to make every day.
Okay.
Like those guys on the road.
Hmm.
So after they make their target, for example, if morning target is like, for example, maybe 5,000 naira. I'm just using that as an example.
Okay.
The one he is going to make, okay, on his own can be around 3,500 or 4,000.
Okay.
So you calculate that one throughout the whole Lagos, you know that money is small. It's a small chicken chain. And that money doesn't go anywhere. You are going to find Lagos Inland Revenue Service. You can't find it there. That money is money that they share among themselves. Let's tell ourselves, we know this. They share those monies among themselves. Just why you see chairmen in the parks sitting down. They are the ones that collect those money. They share it with their friends, smoke, drink. That money doesn't go. It's not accounted for. It's a free money.
Ah.
It's a free money. It's a standard. It's a free money. It comes like that. And that's why you see when there's an election in the park, you see that so many factions are fighting to be chairman. To be chairman. You see them killing themselves, fighting. Because that money is a free money that comes every day. Who doesn't like free money? You just sit down in the park. And the money, some people will give you money in the morning. Mm-hmm. They give you in the afternoon, they give you in the night. It's free. So it's not accounted for. It's free. It's just like saying that we appreciate you for you being there for us during the election. That one is for compensation. That's what they do.
But that's people's sweat. Like the bus drivers, the keke drivers, the Okada riders, this is their sweat.
No, it's not fair, but that is what we do.
What do we
when
do?
When you go into those keke and you see them telling you, those bus drivers, they will tell you that's how it's done. There's nothing they can do.
Philip, thank you so much for calling. Shola is in Ogudu. Hi, Shola.
Hi, Sandra. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'd like to comment on the two topics you raised so far.
Yes, go ahead.
The first is that the issue in Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Lagos is a state that has generalized exploitation. Lagos government cannot claim they don't know anything about the Agbero thing. That is the way they keep their political talks constantly being paid. So they know, they are aware. So they take sanctioned way of defrauding the citizens. And I think we should rise up against it. That's why, personally, I'm against APC come back to the government. Somebody else come to the government and you dismantle this structure that meant to keep people in servitude. So the state cannot say they know anything about it. They know. That's why they keep quiet. That's why the money goes. That's why you have people like Oluoma that are bigger than life. That's where they get their funding from. So the state knows about it. That's the way to service those people, to get them ready for elections, so they can mobilize the election, because they've paid their salaries for 4 years. That's why I want another party to get the office in Lagos, so that we can dismantle all these structures that are working against all of the people in Lagos State. That's number one.
Hmm.
Number two is the one. I'm rather different. I'm not supporting the government, but support what it stands for.
Okay.
And I'm happy that a nation as well as Benin would stand Nigeria in the face and tell you Nigerians, Nigerian government is lawless. I'm happy that they have refused to extradite him without due process. And I'm happy that he has a day in court, because it all came about because of leadership failure. So they should be, they cannot go after Gumi, go after the bandit that shot down, almost shot down a military aircraft.
Hmm.
What are you going to get going for? Yeah, he's in his second, he's right. So I'm happy that the Nigerian government has the court to face Nigeria as a nation. And it's shame on you, shame on your leaders. They should come to court and let us have a due process that is shown in human rights, backed by UN and backed by African Union. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Shola, making her very solid points in less than 2 minutes. Let's go to Facebook, where Ibikunle Ibrahim says, you should have invited a member of the union to tell us more. Well, I'm always extending invitations out, but they're never honoring it. I mean, you can't force a horse to come and drink now. Ibikunle also says, don't forget, as it is obtainable in other unions, that they maintain their officials from this money. Don't be surprised that it is possible the ballet of these communities may be getting shares from this. Ibikunle Ibrahim, thank you very much for your message. Adeni Olaolu says, road taxis go to Tinubu, organized, packaged, and delivered by MC Oluomo. Well, these are allegations that you cannot prove one way or the other. Idris Alade says, does money go to private... those monies go to private pockets of the big politicians in Lagos. Ademola Joseph Adegoke says, these people are living large. If you go or see at least chairman of the ward level, the type of life they're living, you will marvel. All right. More messages on Facebook. Raphael Adegoke says, Sandra, now kind of worms you dig out. So the government is just siphoning and milking us of our hard-earned money. Isn't it obvious that our money is being shared amongst them? The cost of transportation has doubled because of the excess money the Agberos have been collecting. I think the government should do away with the Agberos and go digital with the road tax collection by collating the data of transport vehicles. They should either pay daily or monthly directly to the government. This would help eliminate the Agberos from our roads. Okay. Let me take a few more calls. 99.3, hello.
Hello, hello.
Thank you for calling. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon. Please let me remain anonymous.
That's
so
fine.
That they won't come and kill me like all this when you are to W people.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
First of all, please, talking about tickets, there's another part of tickets in Lagos Island. Go. Idumota and all those places. People bear with witness if they will call.
Okay.
There's some of these Aboki people or women, they will carry load on the head. Maybe they will charge me like 500 naira to take it to the park. There's this Aboki people that will collect 200 naira from their hand. Let Lagos people bear me witness. Let them start calling in and clarify. Those women, sometimes pregnant and babies with their back, they will carry that heavy load for me. You will see one Aboki that will stand on the out of the 500. In fact, they will take like 200. They will tell her, it happens very well. Let Lagos people call and bear me witness. Then, two, although you ask a question, say, where is the money going? It is honestly truth. When the PAC chairman collects his own, they will now submit the remaining to MC Oluomo. MC Oluomo and Kokori, his deputy, that is Bishop Oyedepo, Living Faith winner, his cousin. That's how they share the money. Straight and simple. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for making these assertions. I mean, you cannot prove it one way or the other, but you make them anyway. 99.3, hello. Thank you very much for calling. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Thank you
Hello?
For calling. Hello?
Hello? Afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you that I get you today. What those people are saying is the pure truth. There is no... It has been on for a very long time. Let me tell you how the money goes. The money goes to the chairman of the PAC. From the chairman of the PAC to MC Oluomo, then to the man in body loan. That is all. There's no hidden thing about it. That is why somebody will be sitting down in body loan making billions of naira without a visible source of income.
But do you have proof of this, or do you think this is just talk?
I do not call anybody's name. Please.
You called MC Oluomo.
Is that somebody's name?
That's somebody's name now.
No. His name is something else.
No, his name is MC Oluomo.
Everybody knows him. That is it. So, Thank you very much.
Okay.
Let me remind you that the money they mentioned there is very, very small compared to what they are collecting. My younger brother is a Korokpe driver.
Mm.
He pays more than 4,600 naira per day.
Goddamn.
For Korokpe, this 70 passengers vehicle. So that the money they mentioned is very too small.
Too small. All right. Thank you very much. Now let's bring you our final story and then we can keep talking about all the stories. Biodun Steven is accusing the EFCC of violating her rights in a hotel. That's our third story. You need to hear this one. Steven is a well-known Nollywood filmmaker. And she came to Instagram to report how EFCC agents allegedly harassed her in her hotel room in the middle of the night. She said she was staying at a hotel while shooting a movie. She was sleeping at around 3 a.m. when a noise woke her up. She found two men dressed in black, carrying guns. She said it looked like the men were trying to leave the room. So she got up and started shouting, "Who are you?" And they told her, "We are EFCC." So she was now like, "How can you enter my room unannounced?" They said they were knocking, but nobody answered. She was like, "How can you be knocking and nobody answered at 3 a.m. and then you now decide that the right thing is to enter the room?" So while she was complaining that they didn't have a right to enter the room without permission and without a warrant, one of them now said, "Where is the man of the room?" She was like, "Eh?" And the guy said, "Your partner, where is he?" So understandably, she got angry with that question. And eventually, one of the officers apologized and the officers left. But according to her, she noticed that other EFCC officers were raiding other rooms, interrogating guests, searching the guests, searching their rooms. She says that they were bursting into rooms, even though some people were not fully dressed. It didn't matter who was guilty. It didn't matter who was innocent. Just go. And this is not the first time that we've heard these reports recently of EFCC conducting mass raids in a hotel. We've also heard from hotel guests complaining, like Biodun Steven, that they were harassed for no reason. Now, for their part, the EFCC says that they're acting on tip-offs that fraudsters are staying at these hotels. And the hotel owners say that they're under pressure to cooperate with the EFCC when they come. By the way, we're going to talk about this thing in detail on Monday, next week Monday, 5 o'clock on the Big Hard Fact. Monday at 5. So make sure that you tune in. I'll have a lawyer here, hopefully have the EFCC spokesperson as well, so that we'll talk about the legality of this thing they're doing. But for today, let's talk about Biodun Steven's experience. Do you think EFCC went too far? Did they go too far? What do you think about this latest trend of hotel raids? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. And of course, there's WhatsApp 080-959-75805. And there's Facebook, or we're streaming live, Nigeria Info 99.3. And yes, you can talk about the three stories if you'd like, but you have 1 minute 30 seconds to do it. Where do all the road taxes collected in Lagos go? Do you think Igbobo will be extradited? And is the EFCC harassing hotel guests? Ezekiel is in Ekpe. Hello, Ezekiel.
Sandra,
good afternoon. You've got 1 minute 30 seconds.
Yes, the first story you shared, I can tell you that it's just the tip of the iceberg, not even a tip. And the point remains that nothing goes forever. You know, when people leave as if they've got new life, it's to show you that they've not come to terms with history. Died just by the side. Now, on the second case of Sunday, though, Sandra, a country that fails to respect the rule of law is doomed. I'm telling you, see, this thing we are just looking at it as a mere issue, you know, gagging of press media, you know, where people should not talk, you know, where EFCC, you know, just going, you know, behaving lawless. When you see people that are at the helm of affairs, who are supposed to enforce the rule of law, they are the ones breaking the rule of law. What do you think it means? pretend, whether they extradite him or they did not, if that thing is made for him to be released in Nigeria, I can tell you that that guy will not leave that place. Can give me that guarantee. Maybe you are the one saying that you have a large number of supporters in there. This is a government that is hell-bent on breaking Israel's respect to the rule of law.
Thank you very much for calling. Chioma is in Abulegba. Hi, Chioma. Thank you for calling us.
I'm fine, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yes, I'm ashamed to be called a Nigerian. Look at Benin Republic. They knew what it takes to, you know, to follow the rules of law. We don't have a country. Let's be sincere to ourselves. Let's stop deceiving ourselves. There's no country. There was once a country. But as we stand now, there is no country. Everybody, the leaders in there, they are lawless. They do whatever. They want to guard, shut up everybody. But it will not last forever. I am telling you, I'm ashamed. I'm too ashamed to be associated with this country. If somebody tell me that there will be a time like this, that this country will be like this, I say it's a big joke. But here we are today. Everybody kept quiet. See, you can't buy anything in the market. The Naira has failed. Everything has failed. Everybody kept mute. God will deliver us. Sunday, go. You will know. You will see that they will not extradite him. He's not coming back here. And let them go there and disgrace themselves. And disgrace themselves to the world. The world is mocking us. They know that this patch is not working. Why can't we disintegrate and go our own ways? Have a nice afternoon.
Chioma, thank you for calling. Remy is in Akoka. Hi, Remy.
I'm fine, Sandra.
Welcome.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
I could recall the time you interviewed the MD of LCC.
Hmm.
And you asked him how much they make per day, per month, per year.
Hmm.
He couldn't give you a figure.
Mm-hmm.
You told him you spend over 12,000 naira per month.
Mm-hmm.
But he couldn't give you a figure.
Mm-hmm.
Let me apply that to the agbero, whatever stuff on ground.
Mm.
I'm very sure the money is beyond that. So you get the same way the LCC stuff is being skewed, same thing applies to the NRT stuff. So you get.
Okay.
It's so unfortunate the APC government created this institution. And it is deliberate. I believe part of the money goes to the top part of Shegate.
Okay.
I won't mention names, which is obvious. We might choose to argue over that and all that. But if they're not benefiting from this, I believe they would have stopped it. And I'm very sure if you choose to invite them over, they won't come. I think there was a time either you or Wemumo invited the NURTW to come over. Till this moment, they haven't. And I want to suggest, maybe you should do the hard fact on this case too, probably this next week.
Okay.
Please.
All right.
On Igbo's case,
mm-hmm.
I love what the Republic are doing with this.
Okay.
To live in a country whereby they've destroyed the institution. On several cases, the Braille government flouts court order. On Showere, on Ezazaki, Jones Abiri, this other guy. You can continue with that. For those who came saying Igboho shouldn't have left Nigeria, it is only a tweet that you will tell you are coming tomorrow to call it over and it won't move.
Thank you very much for calling, Remy. Remember, everybody gets 1 minute, 30 seconds. Mercy is in Badagry. She's a first-time caller. Hi, Mercy.
I want to talk about the first story.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
There was a day I entered bus from my bus stop.
Mm.
So when we were going, one of the Agboros, the driver gave the Agboros, one of the Agboros, a lift that he was on afternoon duty. So they were talking in Yoruba, though I don't really understand Yoruba, was listening.
Okay.
So when he got to his bus stop, he now dropped. So the driver was like, these people don't kill us. So I asked him what happened. He said that the Agboro said that they always, that their return each day is 10,000, 50 naira every day.
Hmm.
That was it that day. Every day, each of them,
hmm.
each of them returned 10,000, 50 naira to their or gas. So I was not saying, okay, that means then too, they still keep some money for themselves. So that's my contribution.
Mercy, thank you for your eyewitness report and goodbye. Randison Omozoklia on Facebook says, listening from local Jaya, the tax is simply shared between the actors. It's as simple as that. For Igbowo, I'm very sure that it will not happen like Kanu's. Philip Joshua says, Auntie Sandra, the money goes to different private pockets of individuals. There's no way the money can be accounted for. The politicians make use of NURTW during elections. They do all the rough work. In return, the politicians reward NURTW to collect this money. Onyebuchi John Ihioma says, this is one of the biggest problems in Lagos State. Is it not dangerous to have this amount of money in the hands of individuals? This is how Boko Haram started. We now have the union supporting the ruling party during elections, making themselves a big factor in the elections. The government needs to take a big decision on this. You know, this whole thing is reminding me of two movies. One of them is a TV show. The other one is an actual movie. So the first movie is Gang of New York, and the second TV show is The Wire, you know, and you know, the same structure, the same mechanism, the same good Lord. All right, let me go to WhatsApp, where we have lots of messages as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. BK Max from Alimosho says, Sandra, Agberos are exactly the ones ruling Lagos. No matter what anybody says, Mr. Jagaban will never let them leave the roads. But he's not the governor, so waiting consign Mr. Jagaban, consign Agbero. And then you also say that the biggest problem is Lagos does not have roads. A farmer who abandons his farmland to be invaded by weeds shall surely be greeted with empty harvest. All right, BK Max from Alimosho, thank you very much. Is EFCC established because of fraudsters, Yahoo boys, only? There are many cases of corruption in the ministries and departments. NDDC, JAB, NUC, NNPC, Baba Chia Lawal cutting of grass, etc. Nothing was done. In Lagos State today, we don't know the amount of project contract awarded. So where is EFCC in all of this? Peter from Ikorodu is asking me that question. We have more people sending us messages. Any hotel that allows a stranger, whether law enforcement agent or not, to barge into someone's hotel room should be sued. And secondly, Sandra, does it mean the hotel guests leave their room unlocked from behind? Henry from Ikoyi is asking. Well, some of the reports claim that the EFCC officials get the keys to some of these rooms under duress. They obtain the keys from the hotel management under duress, and some of the other doors, they literally just, you know, bang into them, which is weird because a lot of people sleep naked. So imagine just barging into someone's room, because you're in your hotel room, you're relaxed. A lot of people sleep naked in Nigeria. You just like, bah, and you see somebody's, now, wow. Ah. Christian Ewama says, on the Lagos State Inland Revenue on Transportation, we should be shocked if Lagos State governors, past and present, members of the House of Reps, local government chairmen, councillors and traditional leaders are not aware of this and have not been benefiting from this illegal collections. If the Lagos State government wants to resolve this situation, there should be alternatives to high level of criminality in the state. On Sunday, Igbowo, if his lawyers will have to go through due legal process to bring Igbowo back to Nigeria, then we're going to see a tougher case on Mazi Nnamdi Kanu. On EFCC, many of its members should go for professional training because they just keep repeating unprofessionalism during their operational duties. Which way in Nigeria? That's a message from Christian Ewama in Satellite Town. Christian, thank you for your message. We'll take a break, Lagos. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this. Everybody needs a little help every now and then. Sometimes it's sugar or salt or an extra hand to change a flat tire or a small loan. At Kuda Microfinance Bank, we believe that your bank should do more than just store your money. We want to do more for you. So when you use your Kuda account to pay bills, buy airtime, and make transfers regularly, we'll offer you an overdraft, which is a low-interest loan that you can take anytime you need it. No long talk, no collateral, no paperwork involved. Just download Kuda on the Play Store or the App Store, open a Kuda account, and use it regularly to qualify for Kuda Overdraft. Kuda.
free banking for you.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
And we'll go back to WhatsApp, where we have lots of comments. Rights violation has been on the increase by uniformed men since President Buhari assumed office. I don't see it stopping soon. Johnson from Idimu Ikotun says, 23 billion, it's not 23, it's 123 or 123. 123 billion is just a drop compared to what the Agberos make, Sandra, Johnson claims. It is shared among them, free money they call it. All our artisans have closed shop to join the trade. Stop them and crime rate will skyrocket in Lagos State. Johnson from Idimu with that question, with that comment there. Sandra, you remember what that guest that you interviewed on your show said about NURTW? He said that they are an integral part of the government. That's a message from Adesuna Ayatoimbo from Matogun. He says that I wish you will help us dig more deeply into it. The unions and their gangsters are living like barons with this money, and the government will not checkmate it because this is a return for using them in election tussles. Yet the roads are becoming more unmotorable. You'll notice the unions are always devilishly desperate in getting these taxes. These monies alone are almost enough to make Nigeria better. I don't even need to make Nigeria better. I just make Lagos better. Eh? I shouldn't be driving in any terrible roads. You know, like, there should be streetlights everywhere. There should be, like, working, like, traffic lights. You know, there should be, like, very little rascality on the roads. You know what I mean? Like, I'm selfish. Let it work for Lagos. You know what I mean? Okay. We have more messages here. David says, Sandra, I've submitted a case of stealing 76,000 by hackers from my account to EFCC via mobile banking with clear evidence on ground. Going to almost 1 year now, no tangible result, like they're hiding information from me, but they do unauthorized raids where millions or billions are involved. That's when they will ginger. All right. Thank you very much for sending this message to us, David. And I'm really sorry about your experience with the EFCC. Kevin from Alabado says, EFCC officials are as corrupt as the Yahoo boys they arrest. A Yahoo boy paid 10 million naira to free himself from them. So what's the difference? Okay, heavy, heavy words there. Sandra, there are things we come to Lagos State and meet happening. They are deep-rooted. They cannot be stopped. Not even those who made it should be expected to stop or curb the ugly situation. Jeremiah from Mainland with that message. Lagos, that's all the time we have. We will bring you business news at the top of the hour, but some of the stories on today's Big Three, we need to find a way to come back to them and take a deeper look. So, for instance, on Monday, we'll take a look at this EFCC situation, right? We'll look at it in serious detail. I'll have the EFCC spokesperson here with me. I'll also have, hopefully, a few lawyers who can talk to us about the legality. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. Don't go away.